Good morning. It is July 12th, 2015. The time is 06:05 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning with the morning coffee out here on the back porch, gazing out on that cornfield where there's fog. But the corn is about 4 feet now. Easily. One, two, at least 3.5 to 4 feet out back. It is growing. I can hear it talk at night when I go to bed. You can just hear it crackling out there. As far as communicating, leading into what I want to say about on this audio, as far as Twitter, I feel is the great communicator. And a lot of people that use it don't realize, I think they do realize, it's a great program, and just had some thoughts on about it as how it ties in with other programs and applications that we use. It is the glue of communications, because think about it. I'm doing this audio, and then, it's going to go to some of the people that follow me. May stumble across it on this particular platform, formerly known as Audioboo, that one time did have, I would say, a solid community. Now it's I don't even call it a community, it's just people that use the program. No, there is a community within audio on this program, formerly known as Audioboo. I'm sorry about that. That's the visually impaired. They, if anything, they are a true community that keeps this audio program, formerly known as Audioboo, I think, going in a sense from my standpoint, my opinion, with Jeff Thompson there. I forgot about that. And Jeff does a good job with his Blind Abilities channel there. That's it's wonderful what that does. That's a true community within the audio platform, I guess. But getting back to Twitter. Twitter being but we do these audios. And then we tweet them out. You look at other programs like Instagram. Yeah, you could say there's a pocket of individuals that you could say they're Instagram community and stuff, but they have their followers, but they have that little Twitter button, and to communicate that out. Yeah, you can Facebook it, but Facebook is just going to go to closed communities. And I guess you could do a flow chart on it and see if you can work on that, Bernie. Now, I think Bernie has talked about this before on various aspects of different platforms and which ones communicate more or something like that. I know he has in the past, but I am just fascinated with Twitter, I guess. It just, I guess it was yesterday when I was at the day job, I was on my lunch break. And I saw a tweet from our good friend, Paul Omani, at Omani Blog on all of these fine social networks, and a big-time Twitter user himself, as well as Periscope. He had a Periscope that tweeted out, and it was during lunch, that I saw that. Because I periodically, at coffee break or at a lunch break, I'll pull out the LG Ultimate 2 that I'm talking to you on, an Android platform that I'm growing very nicely accustomed to using, that to check the Twitter feeds. Because for me, it's a mainstay. It's the great communicator for me as far as what's people doing. Let's see. It's on Twitter. They got to be doing something. And in most cases, you're tweeting, there's a link being tweeted or a picture being tweeted on what they're doing. And in Paul's case, he tweeted, it tweets automatically that he was on Periscope having a conversation. And if you haven't used Periscope, Periscope is really a true live to the minute conversation going on that, you can watch it on, on replay, which is great if you miss a conversation. But because of Twitter and because I caught that particular tweet that tweeted out Paul was at the English Market in Cork, I jumped in there for a few minutes as I was eating my lunch yesterday to say hi. Of course, it was dinner time there. I believe it was 5 o'clock. It was just, he, I guess when I saw him on the LG Ultimate 2 here on the Periscope app, after I saw it on Twitter, it was about 5 o'clock because he had the camera, his camera on the clock there on the wall, which it's just phenomenal. And it's all because of Twitter that drove me there. So the power of Twitter, I think we overlook it at times. You know, it's a great thing. And I always think it is a great thing because it's just with events going on, I hear about it on Twitter 30, 40 minutes before the mainstream news media has even have an inkling of what's going on for the most part. But is that a worldwide cultural thing, I guess? I don't know. You know, just the people that use it. So it just simply amazes me. And on the simple thing of Twitter, it's supposed to be, what did Joe Com? He coined the phrase, it's the water cooler of the internet. Well, I'm calling it the great communicator of the internet, or right up there. You know, everybody is pushing Facebook and all that. Okay, you got your comments and stuff, but Facebook wouldn't have drove me to that conversation, that live conversation that Paul Amani was, because, you know, I'm not on Facebook. Well, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. It's just a bunch of comments. It's just like on this program formerly known as Audio Boo, you know, everybody was squawking, we got to have comments capability, and we got comments capability. Is it being utilized? Yeah, as much as it is over on I don't know. I think the comments on this app and Facebook, it's and I never use it, but I term it as MySpace-ish. So just my observation. But I just amazed, I guess, I'm thinking about Twitter and the capability of it. It's such a simple thing, and the origins of it have far exceeded what it was intentionally supposed to be used for. Check it out on Google. You'd be surprised what Twitter was initially supposed to be used for after it was drafted out on a napkin. And I think the founder still has that napkin either locked away or in a frame or something like that. Yes, Twitter was developed on a napkin. And look where it is today. I'm calling it the great communicator on this thing called the internet. And it drives the internet of things. Yeah, you Facebook people out there, you could say Facebook is up there and the stats will show it. But Twitter is a very strong, strong part of social media. More so than Google. Google would love to be, well, Google Plus. You know, they bring up probably a third. No, they're probably fourth behind YouTube because YouTube is a great platform itself. But I'm just amazed. So I just got thinking about Twitter this morning and it just how much of a connection, a great connecting force it is. And to the people I'm following, I'm very honored and pleased that I'm following you and that you're following me back. Just a shout out to all my Twitter followers. So I'm getting my day started here, finishing up the first cup of coffee out here on the back porch, enjoying the fog and over the cornfield and some birds. I think the cardinal was here earlier, but sort of somewhere else. So, okay, you all have a good one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Enjoy the day, live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. Twitter, God, an amazing, amazing application.